This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Biden signed the bill at the White House a day after, hailing it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Concerns have spiked around civilian safety in Ukraine after officials announced more than 25% of air raid shelters are locked or unusable. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Discovery comes just days after a woman in Kyiv allegedly died waiting outside a shuttered shelter during a Russian missile barrage. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed concern about the situation in Kyiv. After everything has happened, Kyiv residents repeatedly post information about the lack of access to shelters, not just about closed shelters, but about obstructed entrances to shelters, about the absence of shelters at all in some parts of the city. This level of negligence in the city cannot be excused. The Interior Ministry said that over 5,300 volunteers would continue to inspect shelters across Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed again Sunday to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite as she lambasted a UN Security Council meeting over the North's first failed launch. This is VOA News. China's defense minister has defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait, telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore that such so-called freedom of navigation patrols are a provocation to China. In his first international public address since becoming defense minister in March, General Li Shengfu told the Shangri-La Dialogue Sunday that China does not have any problems with innocent passage, but that we must prevent attempts at trying to use those freedom of navigation, that innocent passage, to exercise hegemony of navigation. Three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian security officer were killed near the country's border on Saturday. Israel and Egypt said in a rare incident that the country said they are investigating jointly. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The Israeli military said an Egyptian police officer shot and killed two soldiers while they secured a military post at the Egyptian border early on Saturday. It said the officer and a third Israeli soldier were then killed in a confrontation inside Israeli territory hours later. Egypt's military said that the three Israeli and one Egyptian security personnel had been killed in an exchange of fire as the Egyptian security officer chased smugglers across the frontier. Israel evacuated one person wounded in the shooting to hospital. The Israeli military said it was unclear how the Egyptian officer crossed the border fence, and soldiers were searching the area to rule out additional assailants.
The United Arab Emirates says it wants to deliver a game-changing result at the upcoming UN climate summit, but says the fossil fuel industry needs to be involved. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Comments were made by a senior UAE official, Majid Al Suwaidi, who as director general of the summit plays a key role in the diplomatic negotiations. Al Suwaidi told the Associated Press that inclusivity is essential to a successful outcome.
How can we talk about reducing emissions from a sector without including the members of that sector? It doesn't make any sense.
Environmental campaigners have slammed the presence of oil and gas lobbyists at previous rounds of talks. They argue that the interests of the fossil fuel industry are opposed to the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A top Twitter executive responsible for safety and content moderation has left the company, her departure coming soon after owner Elon Musk publicly complained about the platform's handling of posts about transgender topics. The departure pointed to a fresh wave of turmoil among key officials at Twitter. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.